Christmas play for 8C. Homeroom teacher, Mr. Andy. Romeo and Juliet, Part 3. An Endless Love. My beautiful Rosaline, you look amazing tonight. Oh, Paris, you're always a sweet talker. I'm happy to be with you. But what about your previous love? What about Juliet? Surely she matters to you as well. Since the day she has left me for Romeo, I don't think of her as my lady no more. Besides, she is all weird, forgetting things. She was never in my heart. How about you and Romeo? Didn't you say you saw him earlier today? Romeo? I was just using him. I never really liked him. Shall we go to dance? Paris. Paris, dear, you two have arrived to the ball, and... Who is this person you brought along? Juliet, what are you doing here? You're not supposed to come here to the Montagues party. Your family hates the Montagues. Shocked that Paris has met with Juliet, a Capulet at Montague's party. However, Juliet was more intrigued in who that person Paris had come with to the party. Oh, you must be Juliet. You're not as pretty as Romeo has said. I heard so much about you from Romeo. You want to steal my Paris as well now? I don't want to see you ever again. It was a mistake to love and care for you. Oh, there you are, Juliet. I've been looking all over for you. Did you find your dear Paris? I want him to disappear forever. I don't want to see him anymore. Nurse, we're leaving. What's happened? We just got here. Wait for me, Juliet. Wait for me. I'm sure Balthazar that Juliet is here. I know she loves parties. Isn't that Paris, Balthazar? Why would he dare come to my party after trying to steal my wife? I will ask him to leave. Wait, Romeo. Is that who I think it is with him? It is. That's Rosalie. She was trying to make me leave the city and start a new life with her. Now, in the same day, she is with Paris. Leave at once. You are not welcome in the House of Montague. Don't be jealous, baby Romeo. The better man won. Twice. Balthazar, kick him out. I don't want him to step a foot near my house. You're such a spoilt little... This is for Juliet. Romeo, what are you doing? You, Rosaline, like Paris, leave at once. I would not like to see you again. Fine, we will leave. But you will never get Juliet's memory back, and she won't ever love you. Like I never loved you. Romeo, upset from the words of Rosaline and Juliet, angry for being treated like a fool. They wander through the party as if they're ghosts, bumping into the guest as if they were alone. Oops! I'm sorry. I didn't know where I was walking. No, it's my fault. I should have been more careful. It's just I have so many problems in my mind at the moment. Yes, I know. I hosted this ball all for a woman, and yet she is nowhere to be seen. Have I failed? Men. Men are my problem. First, there's someone saying he's my husband and that we belong together. And now another man who I thought I loved, lying to me. Ha! Looks like we both have problems, even though a night like this should be cheerful. Right. It really feels like I know you. Who are you? Romeo, Romeo. I've kicked out that scoundrel Paris and evil witch Rosaline. Oh, and guess who I found outside? Who? The nurse. Look, she's here. Romeo! Oh my God, it's you! Can you please stay away from me? I don't like you, and I will never love you. Forget about the past. Juliet, why have you changed? Can't you see my heart is true to you? Look, I even have your necklace, which you gave me. That's Juliet. Juliet, where could you have possibly have gone to? You left me waiting outside for ages. Wait, there's Romeo and Juliet. Juliet, I have tried everything to get you back. I have not slept nor eaten for days to think of a plan for you to remember me. You're the only person in my life that I want to be with for eternity. Now there's no point in having this. Having what? Juliet, here I will give this back to you. This belongs to you. My necklace! I had this since I was young. There you are, Romeo. I want my revenge for what you have done to me. Die! Romeo! Cousin, what have you done? You just killed another person. Cousin? You still call me cousin? As if we were close? We're not close no more. Ever since the day you married this Montague. Since that day he walked into my party, a capitalist party, he has since caused me so many problems. For centuries we have fought the Montagues and gained respect, but now I am no longer respected. And your family talks of peace? I hate peace as much as I hate the Montagues. My dignity as a Capulet has been tainted. My honour as the main Capulet family member is no more. What have you done? Myson, don't leave us again. Come back. Why you come with me now? I will take you to the prince and have you hanged. Balthazar, go to help the Lord to remove this murderer. Anything for Romeo. Romeo, you was more than a friend to me. You were like my brother. I don't care where I go, alive or dead. I have completed my mission. Live your life the way you want to now. I will forever love you. My head's hurting. Where are all these memories coming from? I remember. I remember my husband, my love. I remember Romeo. I'm happy that you remember me, but my time is up, and I need you to promise to live a happier life without me. I'm sorry I couldn't take care of you. I will always love... No, Romeo. Without you, I can live a happy life. I can't live a happy life. I'll be with you forever. Someone quickly call a doctor. I'm sorry. He is gone. I've tried my best, but he has lost too much blood. How about our Juliet? I'm afraid she is also dead. I'm sorry. They are both with our Creator now. Our daughter lost once more. Have we really failed as parents? We should have just accepted Romeo for the person he is and not his background. I pray that the heavens will now look after these young couple. They will rest in peace for all eternity with no conflicts. It is my entire fault. I blame myself for this. I should have made Juliet take the sleeping mixture. None of this would have happened in the first place. I will devote myself to the Lord more to repent for my sins. I'm sorry, Romeo. Juliet, please forgive me. It's not your fault. Without you, I wouldn't have married the woman I am with today. Thank you for looking after us.